Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this point, all participants are in listen-only mode. At the end of the presentation, we will have a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, you can press star and then one. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. I'm turning the meeting over to Ms. Amy Sirkey. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, Barbara. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's webinar. My name is Amy Sirkey, one of the organizers for today's call. Today's webcast is presented by the Illinois Department of Human Services, Division of Mental Health, and the Illinois Mental Health Collaborative. The title of today's webinar is Conversion of Paper PDD to Online PDD. The presenters will be from Division of Mental Health, Bureau of Community Services, Dr. Mary Smith, Associate Director of Decision Support, Research, and Evaluation, and from the Collaborative, Chris McConkie, Clinical Coordinator. Before we begin the formal presentation, I would like to review with everyone a few housekeeping items. If you happen to get disconnected from the audio portion, please call back into the same number you just dialed, which is 1-888-603-9607, and the passcode is Illinois. The visual portion of this presentation is web-based. Of course, you may choose the audio portion only, but if you would like to see the webinar PowerPoint presentation today, the login information is located on the invite you received after you registered. If you are experiencing any problems with a particular link to join, you can also go to www.joinwebinar.com and enter the webinar ID directly, which is 504-572-114. There will be a designated question and answer portion at the end of today's presentation. The operator will open up the line for questions at that time. And lastly, at the conclusion of the presentation today, we ask that you please complete the brief satisfaction survey that will appear when you close out of the online forum. It should take you less than 5 minutes to complete, and we value your feedback. And I will now turn the call over to Chris McConkie.
Thank you, Amy. So what exactly is a PDD and why is it important? The acronym PDD stands for Provider Data Verification. Collecting PDD information annually is important because it ensures that accurate information submitted by agencies is in the data system. This is important because registrations, authorizations, accurate and appropriate processing of claims and counters is dependent upon the information that you provide. The process used for verifying provider data has evolved over time, with focus always being to improve efficiency and effectiveness. With the most recent process, Value Options would send the Collaborative's Provider Relations Department pre-populated PDVs. If no provider monitoring review was scheduled for that fiscal year, Value Options would forward the pre-populated PDVs to DMH, who would then follow their own internal process for sending the PDV to the provider and having the PDV returned to them and giving approval for the PDV. If the provider was scheduled for a provider monitoring review, the Collaborative would email the provider the pre-populated PDV, provider would update the information and return the PDV to the regional liaison at the close of the review. The Collaborative would pass the completed PDV onto DMH for approval or edit. When approved, DMH assigned staff sent the approved PDV to Value Options, and Value Options would load the information into the database. Feedback is always important. And specific to PDVs, providers gave DMH and the Collaborative feedback that the process for completing PDVs was cumbersome and time-consuming. They requested that the PDV process be streamlined and made available in an online format. And as a result of that feedback, DMH and Value Options has worked to develop a streamlined PDV process. Online PDVs will become available in the spring of fiscal year 14. There are many benefits associated with an electronic process. One is improved satisfaction. Providers and DMH staff and the Collaborative staff requested this, and it's expected to make the process be smoother and less time-consuming. We also expect to see improved accuracy. Online data entry resulted in a decrease in legibility issues. And we expect to see improved efficiency. pre-populated data will appear, quicker submission, quicker review, and one process for all providers. The current Add New Site procedure is not part of the new online PDB process, and you need to continue to use the established process. DMH provider enrollment requires first regional and central DMH office approval. The provider needs to obtain VALC or DCFS certification, also a unique NPI number, and HFS enrollment forms and documents need to be completed along with collaborative enrollment forms. And synchronization of provider enrollment information with both the HFS and collaborative systems must occur. And forms and instructions regarding request for changes are available on the collaborative website under Provider Forms. Provider Connect is a free online secure application. It's a portal into the DMH collaborative MIS system, and access is through the collaborative website at www.IllinoisMentalHealthCollaborative.com, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and Provider Connect contains the link to access the PDB. Some important points about Provider Connect access I'd like to mention is that agencies must be enrolled with the Collaborative and HFS, contact national networks at 1-800-397-1630 to obtain a provider ID number. The provider ID number is assigned by value option. Each provider with a provider ID number will be able to obtain one Provider Connect logon ID, and providers may obtain additional logons for Provider Connect by contacting the Value Options EDI Help Desk at 888-247-9311 and pressing option 3. The EDI Help Desk is available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the turnaround time for receiving additional logons is around 48 hours. PDB forms will be requested from batches of providers spread out over the course of the fiscal year. So first, DMH will notify Value Options which PDB should be unlocked and when. Value Options will then go in and unlock the requested PDB. A provider data verification.
We're very sorry for the silence. We're waiting for a speaker to join back in. Please stay on the line. To our participants, please stay on the line. We're waiting for others or for our speaker to join back in. Please stay on the line. To our participants, please stay on the line. We're waiting for our speakers to join back in. Thank you. Hello, Ms. Cerqui?
Yes.
All right, you may now start, ma'am. You're in
do
the main conference.
Do we know what happened, Barbara?
The line went idle, ma'am. You dropped from the call.
But we don't know why we dropped from the call?
As I see here, ma'am, your line just dropped.
Okay. So could you look and... is there a way to know how many participants are on the line now? Because I'm worried that the call dropped and a whole bunch of people dropped off the call. So do we know how many people are on the line right now?
We currently have 64.
Okay, thank you.
Are you taking us live now, Barbara?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Are we live, Barbara?
Yes, you are. You're in the main conference. You may begin.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I really apologize about that. We left off on this slide, and we are going to go into this one. To begin the PDV process, you must first log into Provider Connect. And this is a slide showing what that looks like. So you would log in, enter your user ID and password. After entering the login information, the Provider Connect use agreement will appear. And after reading and agreeing to that, a pop-up will appear and you would click OK to continue. And that would take you to your provider homepage. This is a screenshot of a section of that page. And I do want to point out that the provider data verification link is located to the left by where the blue arrow is, and this column has line separations between different pieces, and there are three other additional links there: my online profile, my practice information, and provider data sheet. Those three have nothing to do with the provider data verification, so you'll only be clicking on the provider data verification link. So there are several elements to the PDV form. It can be split apart into two main tabs. The first tab is general information, and the second tab is service locations. The general information tab has six sections: administrative office information, chief executive officer, accreditations and certifications, previous names, doing business as names, and attestation. And so information will be updated and gathered for all of those different sections. So this is a screenshot of the general information form that pops up first. Basic demographic information is gathered in this section. When viewing online, the entire general information section will show as a whole. For the purposes of this presentation, the different pieces are spread out over several slides. Before we begin, I would like to point out the tabs at the top of the page. These tabs will be located in the top of each main tab. The two separate tabs are located to the upper left, general information and service location. You will be able to navigate between the two tabs easily using these tabs. To the right are four additional tabs. You may submit application, print current page, print all pages, or close using these tabs. Please note that if you click Submit Application here and you have not completed all required information for every site and the entire PDB is not completed, you will get an error message. Some fields will be pre-populated if the information is currently within Value Option System. Please look at all information that pre-populates to ensure that the information continues to be accurate. All fields with asterisks are required fields and must have a data entry, either by pre-population or manual entry. Please note that the legal name must be used in the first field as opposed to doing business as name that will be noted further down. NPI numbers will be pre-populated. You may add a new NPI number in this section by clicking on Add New NPI button. You may delete an NPI number by clicking the red X, and you may edit an NPI number by clicking on the magnifying glass to the left of the number. Note that website, agency, email address, and emergency phone numbers are not required fields. And when completing the region, which usually will pre-populate, you may select from a drop-down box which gives you the options of 1 South, 1 North, 1 Central, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and out-of-state. The out-of-state option applies to ICG residential providers who are located out of the state of Illinois. This slide shows you what the pop-ups look like when you are adding new NPI numbers or updating NPI numbers. So this continues the general information form. If you answer yes to accreditation and certification pieces, the expiration date must be entered. If the answer is no or NA, the field will be locked. Note that doing business as names are not required fields. And previous names, they're not required. Enter the name of the person completing the PDB. And you can click Save, which saves the changes and the pop-up remains open. Or you can click on Save and Next, which takes you to the Services Location tab. The Service Location tab has 7 sections: Site Information, Residential Services, Prescriber Services, Available Services, Population Served, Language Spoken by Direct Service Staff, and Accessibility. Key points for this tab are that it lists all active service locations at the time the PDB was created. When this tab is open for the first time, all service locations will be in red, indicating that the provider needs to take action with each location. Each service location header will contain the Medicaid ID, the vendor ID, and its current status, which would be action required, verified, or requested to be removed. Each service location must be verified in order to submit the PDB application. Before we move into the actual form, I would like to talk about some of the main icons you will see and use as you complete the PDB. The Verify icon will be seen when you first open up the service locations page. Clicking on the Verify icon will cause a pop-up to appear. The provider will need to enter all required information for each site, then click Submit. Each site must be verified through this process. Please note that as this site has been verified, you can see a green verified watermark and checkmark. And you can see in the blue row that it says verified. So to get to this point, I would have clicked up here on the blue row, and it would have opened up this area, and you would then see an edit button. If you want to go back to make edits or review what was verified, you can click on this blue verified row like I just mentioned. The site section will expand, and an edit button will appear. Clicking on the red X button to the right of the specific site brings up the following message: requested to remove location. When this icon is selected, the service location header will change from red to blue and be tagged as requested to remove location, as well as collapse the service location that was deleted. It is important to note that this is a request to remove and does not automatically remove the provider from the system. So this is what it looks like before you click delete, and then this is what it would look like after you click delete. Sites may also be deleted after they are verified by clicking on the red X button to the right of the edit button, which would be right here. If the user would like to undo the site deletion after requesting a deletion of the site, they would need to expand the service location and select the Undo Delete button. So with that, we'll move into the actual PDV part for sites. This is Section A. The tab is split into three main sections. You can see up here. Each section will show as one page when viewed on the computer, but I've split these three pages down into several slides for training purposes. So these three pages can be seen at the top of the web page, Section A to C, Section D, and Section E to G. And so you can navigate between each part of this by clicking on one of these tabs. This pop-up will appear when the verify or edit icons are clicked, and so you would need to complete all required fields. So for Section B and C, the first thing that you need to do is answer this question under B, do you deliver residential services at this site? If your answer is yes, you go to Step 2, which is listed over here. If your answer is no, you're going to skip the remaining fields in Section B and go down to Section C and complete the information for prescriber services. So in this example, we've clicked yes, so we're going to go over to Step 2. So you must enter a number in all adult and child bed capacity fields in Section B. The number may be zero, but all fields need an entry if yes was selected in Step 1. That takes us to Step 3. Enter the per diem rate. If corresponding bed capacity is greater than zero, per diem rate is required. If corresponding bed capacity is zero, per diem rate is not required, and you can leave it blank. You don't have to enter a zero. Per diem rate for supervised residential, 830, is optional, and you can leave it blank. So once you've entered all this information, you can't leave anything blank. You go over and you complete Section C, prescriber services. It also has a yes or no question. And so if you do answer yes, you're going to need to go on and answer the next question. You can click Save, which saves your information and leaves it open, or you can click Save and Next, which takes you to the next section. Section D is about available services. This page is where the provider records which services are available at the location. If Value Options has data that a particular service is available for this location, yes will be pre-populated. With the number of ACT and CST teams available at the sites, if no is selected, any pre-populated value in the number of teams field will be cleared. There must be a yes or no answer selected for every service, or an error message will appear when you're trying to submit. If your agency provides all services in this section, there is a link to click all at the top and all of the services will populate. This is just a continuation of that same page. You can see at the bottom you can click save or save next. Section E, population served. You need to answer either yes or no to every single item. As with available services in Section D, information will be pre-populated if Value Options has data for this location. In this case, yes will pre-populate, but no responses will not pre-populate. Section F and G is about languages spoken by direct service staff and accessibility. Language refers to languages that are fluently spoken by direct care staff. and don't select more than 5 languages. English has been added to this list currently. However, this section refers to sign language or foreign languages. English may be deleted on this list on future versions. And we just pointed out where English is, and you have an option for none, and then you also have an option for other. If you do mark other, it is important to note that you do need to specify what that is. And when you get done with the languages part, you would go down and answer the 2 questions regarding accessibility. You can click on Save, which saves your information and leaves the pop-up open, or you can click Verify and Save, and it completes the PDV process for that particular site. In this slide, you can see that one site has been verified, and that's in the blue row. And the site information has been collapsed. But there are 2 other sites that continue to need verification. And you can see that by the green icon. So you would need to go ahead and finish verifying these 2 sites. Information for a location can also be changed before verifying without using the edit button by going to the tab and section you desire and changing the information and clicking on the Save and Next button. So once you get all your sites verified, this is what you'll see. All of the site locations have been collapsed and they all show the message verified. At this point, this is when you would click Submit. You can click Save, and you have 2 options of clicking Submit. You can click the Submit application at the top of the screen, or you can just click Submit at the bottom. Once the user hits the Submit button, you're going to get a pop-up message confirming your action, so you would click OK. And then you'll get a message thanking you for submitting your PDV application. I do want to talk briefly about the read-only view. Once your application has been submitted, you won't be able to make any further changes. The PDV will be locked. And one way you can tell is if you're in read-only view is there will be no save and submit buttons present. So you won't be able to see those. So what happens once I complete and submit the PDV form? The provider submits the application, and the PDV is locked, and the status changes alerts DMH contract manager staff that the PDV has been completed. They're considered level 1 approvers, and so they can either approve the PDV or they can go back to the provider and request further changes. If they do that, they will be able to unlock the PDV, and then the provider would complete those corrections and then resubmit the PDV. The contract manager would receive another alert that the PDV has been completed, and then the contract manager will either approve or once again request changes. Once the contract manager does give approval, it goes to a level 2 approver, who is a DMH staff person but not a contract manager. They can either approve the PDV or they can also request changes. And if they do request changes, then it goes back to the contract manager. And then the contract manager may contact the provider or the contract manager may be able to answer the level 2 approver's questions. Once the level 2 approver does give approval, then it passes to Value Options, who updates the system with the PDV information. If Value Options does have questions, they will contact the Level 2 approver. Once Value Options enters the data into the system, then the PDV is considered complete. There's just 3 helpful final reminders. As changes occur throughout the year to agency sites, these changes must be updated as soon as possible using the appropriate PDV form. Forms and instructions regarding requests for changes are available on the collaborative website under Provider Forms. It is critical that we have accurate information on file to process registrations, authorizations, and to support HFS claims processing. Remember that you must discuss the addition or deletion of sites with your contract manager. If technical problems occur, contact the EDI Help Desk at 888-247-9311 and press option 3, and their hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right. Operator, we can now open the line up for questions.
Thank you. And this is to open the lines for questions. If you have a question, participants, you can press star and then 1. Again, that's asterisk 1. Please record your names as prompted. And to withdraw your request, you can press star 2. Again, that's star 1 for questions.
Chris and Amy, it's Mary Smith. Sorry I joined a little late, but I'm here in case you need anything.
Oh, thanks, Mary.
And our first question is coming from Ms. Suzanne Eckstein. Now
yes.
We have an open line.
Thank you. I'm just wondering if there's a way to print this module that we just looked at so that I can give it to the person that I think is going to be actually doing this for our agency, because they did not sit in on the phone call.
Today's presentation is going to be posted, and I will give all that information at the conclusion of the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And our next question is coming from Ms. Linda Brueggemann. Ma'am, you have an open line.
Thank you. A couple of questions. Just want to confirm on the general information tab when you're asking for NPI number, and it said you can add an NPI number. On that tab, are you only looking for the NPI number of the administrative office, like on the old PDVs on paper, and then you put the NPIs for all additional sites on the additional site location tabs? Or do you want all NPI numbers entered on the general information tab plus individualized on the individual service location tabs?
Mary?
You know, I think that, Linda, we will have instructions with this so that you know exactly what to enter.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I actually don't have the form pulled up right now.
No problem. Then this might fit in with the instructions. The second question I had, you talked about needing to enter a per diem rate, and previously that was not something I don't think we entered, so I'm curious. I know actually we didn't enter it before. We didn't have to do that, either for 620 or 830. But in the presentation, it was just mentioned there's no per diem rate for the 830, so I'm wondering what the per diem rate is for the 620.
Linda, there's currently no per diem rate for those.
Okay.
There are per diem rates, however, for ICG residential.
Sure.
So, you know, if anything, you'd have to enter zero because we know that DMH hasn't established any rates.
Right. Okay. And then in that last, where we were told that you'd be able to click on the check all and it would check all services, is it designed in such a way that if we click on that, we can then uncheck individual ones that are not applicable? Or is it an all or nothing on that?
It's Mary again. I checked that out myself, and yes, you can do that.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mary.
Sure.
Operator, are there any more calls?
As of the moment now, there are no questions from queue. But to our participants again, that's asterisk or star and then 1. Please record your names as prompted. And to withdraw your request, you can press star 2.
Mary, did you have anything else to add before we conclude?
Speakers, we have a question coming from Ms. Norma Ripplinger. Ma'am, you have an open line.
Thank you. Now, I understand that in the one of the first slides it said that this provider data verification was going to be selected by DMH about which providers were going to fill this in and when. So how will we know that?
You'll be notified by a regional contract manager.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And our next question is coming from Ms. Carol Colburn. Ma'am, you have an open line.
Hi. I accidentally disconnected, and I wondered if somebody else had asked this. Is there a way to get a copy of the slides?
Yes, there is, Carol, and I will give all those instructions at the conclusion of the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next question is coming from Mr. Rich Jones. Sir, you have an open line.
Hi, this is Rich Jones from DMH. Mary, I just wanted to comment on the NPI number. I believe the previous there was a caller previously that asked about when the NPI numbers are to be added. They are all to be added under the Provider General Information section of the PDV.
Thanks, Rich. We'll fill off. We'll send out instructions. Operator, any additional questions?
No, ma'am. There are no questions on QS at the moment.
All right. If there are no more questions in the queue, then that will conclude our call for today. I would like to remind the audience that today's call audio and presentation will be posted under the Provider Resources heading on the Provider Information page of the Collaborative's website. The audio will be in MP3 format and ready for download within 2 to 3 business days. I would also like to remind everyone that we value your feedback, so please take a few minutes to complete the brief satisfaction survey that will appear when you close out of the online forum today. And Barbara, please push the speakers through to post-conference, and you can now disconnect the main line.
Thank you. And to our participants, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.